This is the International Christian Herald podcast. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. According to BCNN1, memorial services were held for pastors Frederick Casey Price and Brian Wardell Raines. A steady stream of mourners filed into the Faith Dome at the Grenshaw Christian Center on the first of 2 days of a public viewing honoring the Reverend Frederick Casey Fred Price, who built the massive megachurch and led its mostly black congregation of 28,000. Price died in February after a bout with COVID-19. Reverend Brian Wardell Raines served as the beloved pastor of the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church of Macon, Georgia. He was the newly elected president of the 6th District of the General Missionary Baptist Convention of Georgia, Incorporated. He was the founder of Heal the Hood Initiative to combat violence and address the needs of the total community. According to the Christian Post, Boko Haram terrorists in Nigeria freed a Christian pastor on Wednesday evening who had been held captive since Christmas Eve, just hours before the ransom deadline expired, and he was to be executed. Security sources told the Nigerian online newspaper Premium Times that Pastor Bulos Yukura, who was abducted during an attack in the Chibok local government area of the Borno State on December 24th, has been released. A Premium Times reporter claimed to have seen the pastor being transported to a state security office around 6:15 p.m. local time. Boko Haram, one of the world's deadliest extremist groups, released a video on February 24th where Yukura pleaded with the Nigerian government and the Christian Association of Nigeria to rescue him before he was killed. "If you want me alive, I beg you in your capacity as president, the governor, and our local government chairman to save me from this suffering," the pastor said in the Hausa language, according to Hamengel. "Today is the last day I will have the opportunity to call on you in your capacity as my parents and relatives in the country," Yukura said. "Anyone who has the intention should help and save me. Please release me from this pain." In one of the videos obtained by Hamengel, the pastor knelt as a knife-wielding man in a mask stood behind him. Yukura, affiliated with the Church of the Brethren in Nigeria, had appeared in 3 videos throughout his detainment. One was released in December, days after his abduction, and the others were released in January and February. Security forces told Premium Times that Yukura's family and the EYN Church had been negotiating his release since last week. When asked to speak about his release, the pastor was quoted as saying, "I thank God, I thank God." According to Religion News Service, standing in the Assyrian Catholic Cathedral in Baghdad, where 50 worshippers, clergy, and policemen were killed in a 2010 terrorist attack, Pope Francis on Friday made an appeal for forgiveness, reconciliation, and rebirth in the struggling Middle Eastern nation. "We're gathered in this cathedral hallowed by the blood of our brothers and sisters who here paid the ultimate price of their fidelity to the Lord and His Church," Francis said, calling for Christians to be inspired by their sacrifice. "For Christians are called to bear witness to the love of Christ in every time and place. This is the gospel that must be proclaimed and embodied in this beloved country as well," he added. Francis's visit to the cathedral set the tone for his historic visit, March 5th through the 8th, the first time a pope has set foot in the country with an emphasis on Christian unity and tolerance in Iraq. On October 31, 2010, a group of at least 6 jihadists tied to Al-Qaeda stormed the large wooden doors of the Assyrian Catholic Cathedral around 6 p.m., just as the congregation gathered for Sunday Mass. After herding the nearly 100 worshippers into the center aisle, the attackers turned off the lights and fired on the crowd. Markings on the floor of the nave show where the 48 people who died fell. According to UCA News, the appointment of a Protestant as Indonesia's police chief since his nomination up to his inauguration last week, was surprisingly flawless without the resistance usually expected from conservative Muslims. It's completely different from earlier years, when Christians who were assigned to crucial posts had to face fierce opposition just because of their religious background, sometimes followed by mass protest. However, this time not a single protest was aimed at new police chief General Listio Sigit Prabowo. Some claimed it was because he's a policeman. Others counterclaimed that it was rather due to the absence of one of the country's most notorious groups, the Islamic Defenders Front, or FBI. This group was disbanded at the end of last year, but beforehand it had organized mass protests against Christians appointed to strategic leadership posts, even the lowest rank. FBI was known for its fearless actions, not only against civilians, but also against police officers, claiming that no resistance took place was due to its dismissal by the government sounded plausible. Prabowo, 52, was sworn in on January 27th as police chief, succeeding General Idham Aziz, who retired on February 1st. He is the first Christian to hold the post in nearly 50 years, the third since Indonesia declared independence in August of 1945. According to Religion News Service, Brian Houston, the founder of Hillsong, apologized Thursday, March 4th, for the leadership crisis at the Global Evangelical Church's New York outpost, resulting from an adulterous affair carried on by its now former pastor, Carl Lentz. In a document that accompanied his letter of apology, Hillsong promised to institute sexual harassment training and a mechanism for anonymous reporting of misconduct. We know that Hillsong East Coast has failed to be the kind of church it should be. On behalf of the global board and as global senior pastor, I accept responsibility for these failings and apologize unreservedly, Houston wrote in an email addressed to Dear Church. It is the first time that Houston, who started Hillsong in Australia in the 1980s with his wife Bobby, has apologized for a culture at the New York church that former volunteers have described as starstruck, catering to celebrity attendees such as Selena Gomez, Justin Bieber and his wife, Hailey Baldwin Bieber, Kevin Durant, Chris Pratt, and the Jenner sisters, who are treated like royalty. Another letter from the New York law firm Zuckerman, Gore, Brandeis, and Crossman that conducted an investigation into what went wrong at Hillsong East Coast was included in Houston's email explaining that detailed report of Zuckerman Gore will not be released to the public to protect the privacy and confidentiality of those involved. According to Reuters, Romania's Orthodox Church will continue immersing infants in water during baptism ceremonies, it said on Thursday, rejecting calls across the country to change the ritual after a six-week-old baby died after being baptized earlier this month. The baby died of cardiac arrest in the northern Romanian city of Suceava after the traditional ritual, which involves immersing children in holy water three times. Prosecutors are investigating the case, which has divided church officials and believers, with tens of thousands of Romanians petitioning the church to sprinkle water on the babies' heads instead. The majority of Romania's 20 million people are Orthodox Christians, and the church has considerable influence. Romania's Orthodox Church has a statutory obligation to maintain dogmatic, sacramental, and disciplinary communion and unity with the Universal Orthodox Church, the Holy Synod, its ruling body said in a statement, adding that it is urging its priests to be more responsible. The Synod also said priests have an obligation to meet with parents before the baptism and discuss their children's health conditions, while theology schools will give heightened attention when teaching the immersion practice. According to the Christian Post, a decade after the Tunisian Revolution, A new human rights report details a siege on religious freedom for Christians and other faith minorities in the Muslim-majority country, sharing cases in which followers of Jesus were harassed, dragged into the street, threatened and arrested. The Atalaki Association for Liberty and Equality Committee on Religious Freedom published the annual report on the freedom of religion and belief in Tunisia for 2020. The organization was founded in 2016 to call for a dialogue between religions and make the voices of religious minorities heard. Its Committee on Religious Freedom, established in 2019, monitors religious freedom abuses and documents the situation for religious minorities living in the North African country. The new report shared that though it's been over 10 years since the Tunisian Revolution, which ended the regime of then-President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali and led to the Arab Spring protests across the Middle East, as well as began the process of Tunisian democracy, managing pluralism in Tunisia remains a challenge. The report shared that Tunisia's 2014 constitution is the first Arab country's constitution to explicitly enshrine freedom of conscience. Yet it makes Islam the religion of the state and stipulates the president must be Muslim. Religious minorities are also kept out of positions in the government and military. According to the Associated Press, about 300 refugees from the Christian minority community from Myanmar held a demonstration in India's capital on Wednesday against last month's military takeover in their country and demanded the immediate release of Aung San Suu Kyi and other Myanmar leaders. They chanted "Restore democracy to Burma" and "Shame on you, dictator," and carried placards as they burned a coffin with photographs of Myanmar's coup leaders and Chinese President Xi Jinping, accusing him of supporting the military rulers. They also stamped their feet on the Chinese national flag. The demonstration was held at Jantar Mantar, an area of New Delhi close to Parliament that is often used for protest. The protesters called on Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi to put pressure on Myanmar's military rulers to restore democracy. James Faniai, president of the Chin refugee community, said as refugees, the protesters were showing their support to the people of Myanmar. "We want our leader back. We're here for justice," said Ming, a 22-year-old refugee, referring to Suu Kyi. Ming uses one name. In closing, remember God loves you. He always has and He always will. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thank you so much for listening, and may God bless your day.